What a neat guy.
What, Billy, what was the saying that Dudley used to say all the time? It was, had some uchikoko or whatever.
Well, Dudley had his own language. it's kind of funny, but now I guess it is. But he could speak a lot of different languages, but he had different words for different things. Kichikokokobay was one. I can't remember what that related to. And you get chingalanged,
you get chingalanged.
That guy's a chingler. Well, you know that guy ain't too good of a guy. Dudley calls him a chingler. And
That meant he'd rattle his change around while you trying to putt. That's
right. Oh, is that what that meant?
And when you call somebody a chingler, he's a pretty creepy guy. You know? But Dudley was, we had lockers at Muni in those days. This was back in the late 50s, and Dudley had his locker there, and he had everything he'd ever need to play golf in that little locker. And he'd work the night shift. He'd be there every day to play golf. I'm sure he worked different shifts, but that's why he played with so many kids.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we loved playing with him. I saw him hit a lot of, like Bill saying, circus shots. It's unbelievable. He hit a shot on number 7 at Muni, and he had to cheat. he was way right, darn near parallel to the water. And he came out of there, he said he hit some type of wood out of there, and that ball must have sliced 80 yards on the green. I went, what? And I know, I told him, I thought he cheated. He said, no, I want you to tell everybody about that one. That was a good one. I said, why? So here I am 50 years later still telling people about that shot. But, you know, Bill didn't say one thing about his game. He was a fantastic wedge player.
Mm-hmm.
He could really... I mean, you could just tell he could do anything with the wedge that he needed to do out of any type of lies. And in those days with no grass and a lot of sparse areas, he was a fantastic player and a really, really great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I knew Dudley, it was late in life, and he always wore a little straw hat with not a wide brim but a thin brim. And he had, you know, a cigar that he would smoke, and
smoke too long.
Yeah, he always had a butt, you know, that was around, and he would hit balls on the driving range there at Muni, and he had, by this time, I don't know how old he was, probably 60 or so, and he had something wrong with one of his knees, so he would step into it like a baseball swing. And I remember sitting there watching him hit balls, and he'd step into it, and I mean, he could just flat hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but I'll never forget that. He was also one of the first people that I ever saw do what Tiger Woods got so famous for, bouncing a ball on a wedge. Dudley would walk around and bounce that ball on a wedge for, you know, 10, 20 minutes. And it became a contest around Muni to see who could bounce one the longest. And James Longoria was good at it. You remember that?
Sure.
But I think that's where it started, was with Dudley. And
well, I'd like to say one thing about Muni and the old place.